Teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the owner of Jannah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the Nabi of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam, he states in his Mubarak hadith that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me in the world. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَسَلَّمْ Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to this beautiful series and silsila of the magnificent teachings of Islam, where we discuss various aspects of Islamic teachings and we learn our beautiful deen. And as we discussed in the previous episode, the topic of virtues of halal and warning against haram, inshallah, in today's episode, we will be discussing the blessings of Jannah, our mainstay of the Muslims, of the believing Muslims and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah Azza wa Jal, he states in the Holy Quran,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ
Translation of the ayah is, no doubt Allah has purchased from the Muslims their lives and their belongings against this return that for them is paradise. Subhanallah, this is the deal we as Muslim, as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, have made with our Creator Allah Azza wa Jal, that we surrender and we put in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal our lives and our belongings in return for the eternal abode of the believers, which is paradise of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, this is mentioned in verse number 111 of Surah At-Tawbah. As it is such that when we have already made the deal with Allah Azza wa Jal, then this life and belongings of ours remain no longer to be ours. We have no right and control over it anymore because we have given it in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whether we are sleeping, sitting, standing, eating or drinking, everything should be for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and for his pleasure. When this ayah, this verse of the Holy Quran was revealed, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was at the time when the Ansar and especially Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you can take any condition with regards to your Rabb, with regards to your Lord and with regards to yourself from us. And then our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed this condition that with regards to my Rabb, I place this condition upon you that you will worship him alone and you will never associate any partners with him. And with regards to myself, I place this condition upon you that you will always protect me just the way you protect your own life and belongings. The Sahaba, the Ansar, they replied to this condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if we do this, what's in it for us? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam granted them the other side of the deal, that if you do this, there is Jannah for you. Subhanallah. And they said, Allahu Akbar, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that this is indeed a very profitable transaction. And we will neither cancel this transaction, nor will we ever turn our backs against it. And Imam Hassan al-Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says very beautifully that it was not only for the time of Sahaba, this transaction and this deal still stands. And every mu'min, every believer, they make this deal with Allah Azza wa Jal. And we are all included in this deal. It was not only for the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we as the common Muslims and believers, we are included in this deal that we made with our Creator Allah Azza wa Jal. And in Masnavi, it is mentioned that the deal that we have made with Allah Azza wa Jal, it is never to be cancelled. It still stands till today. So this is the time for us to appreciate the opportunity given to us by Allah Azza wa Jal to purchase Jannah on the cost and on accord of our own lives and on our belongings by sacrificing it in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah. And Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that do not be negligent and don't take yourselves, your own life lightly, because Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen your life and yourself in such high esteem that He has placed Jannah right against it, subhanallah. And the cost of Jannah could never be anything more valuable than your own lives, subhanallah. And then he says that, O son of Adam, that your nafs, yourself, your life is something so valuable that khesh ra nashanakh miski admi. Maulana Rum says that we fail to realize our own worth. Otherwise, our self-worth is so much that by sacrificing it in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, we claim over the Jannah of Allah Azza wa Jal in return, as it is our deal made with our Creator Allah Azza wa Jal. Viewers of Madani Channel, let us listen to this beautiful parable where Sayyidina Isa ibn Marhum Attar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, a pious maid used to remain in the service of Sayyida Rabi'a Adawiyya radiallahu anha. That maid told me about the worshipping and the devotion of Sayyida Rabi'a Adawiyya radiallahu anha, that she would be engrossed in salah the whole night, and she would lay down on her prayer mat, on her musalla, at the break of dawn when the daylight begins. She would immediately get up and would say to her nafs, to herself, O nafs, how long will you sleep in this temporary world? Stay awake sometimes, carry out some virtuous deeds, then receive the sweet sleep in your grave. Certainly, nobody will wake you up till the hereafter. Perform deeds here and have rest there. Zameen ke upar kaam, zameen ke niche aram. That we do make our efforts while we are on top of this earth, and inshallah we will have enough time to rest when we go beneath this earth, this sand. And therefore the shair very beautifully, he says, jagna hai jagle aflaq ke saaye tale hashr tak sota rahega khaak ke saaye tale. And then she radiallahu anha would engage in worship again. She devoted her entire life in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. She called me when her death approached and said, do not trouble me due to my death, meaning do not cry and wail over my death, and you must bury me in this same woolen robe. After her death, we shrouded her in the same robe as it was her will. 1 year later, after burying her, I saw her in my dream wearing a beautiful green garment made of silk and a long green scarf, which was also made of silk. I swear by Allah that I had never seen such a beautiful garment before as to the one she was wearing. I then asked her, O Rabia, what happened to the robe that we shrouded you in? She said, I swear by Allah, that robe was taken from me and was replaced with this brilliant garment. That robe has been folded, sealed, and placed in Maqam-e Illiyin, the highest station in Jannah, so that I attain reward in exchange of it on the day of judgment. The blessings which Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared for His pious bondsmen are beyond description. You have had just a glimpse of these blessings. As for other unique and excellent blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, which He has prepared for His blessed saints, Allah alone knows. Subhanallah. Thereafter, I requested her to inform me of such an act through which I could attain closeness to my Creator Allah Azza wa Jal, and to which she replied, make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal abundantly. Make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal compulsory upon you. If you do this, it is not impossible that you are rewarded with such blessings that you become admired. And this is the Jannah of Allah Azza wa Jal, whomsoever He pleases, He grants it to. And if we are adhering to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and are engaged in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal day and night, whichever situation we are, whether it's the occasion of happiness or we are drowned in sorrows, we, as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remember our Allah in every situation. And even, like for example, it is the practice of our pious predecessors and the pious people in our society, that even if we ask them, you know, how are you? And even if they are drowning with sorrow, they still don't fail to mention the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they tell us, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, I am pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal in whatever situation He keeps me in, regardless of that. Meaning, it is the pleasure of Allah that I am after, whether I am drowned in sorrows or if it is a happy occasion. And then we say, Alhamdulillahi ala thalik, I make shukr to Allah, I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this bounty that He has blessed me with. Oh, normally, when somebody asks, how are you? We say, Alhamdulillah, meaning we find our way to engage in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal as much as we can and incorporate it in our daily lives. This is the blessing of following into the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, that if we are the ardent lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and are making the dhikr of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the dhikr of Allah subhanallah, there is no station that we cannot achieve. As Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu has very beautifully said, Ham Rasulullah ke Jannat Rasulullah ki, subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. It is stated in verse number 124 of Surah An-Nisa in the Holy Quran, where Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, and whoever does virtuous deeds, whether man or a woman, and is a Muslim, will be admitted to paradise and they will not be wronged a bit. Subhanallah. This is the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal made to us, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the truest words ever spoken, the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Commenting on this blessed verse, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah ta'ala has stated in Tafsir Naimi, be it a man or woman, if he or she does good deeds according to his or her ability. And if he or she is a true believer with correct beliefs, then they would be rewarded with entry into Jannah in the hereafter. The level in Jannah that he would be will be according to his deeds. He will not be oppressed in any way as one who deserves high level and he is granted lower level. Such an injustice would not take place. Main unke dar ka bhikhari hoon fazle maula se hasan faqir ka jannat mein bistara hoga. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. As Allah azza wa jal has promised us that man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al jannah, whoever recites the kalima of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will indeed enter Jannah. Sallu al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, as we've just learnt that a true believer with correct beliefs will be entered into Jannah as a reward in exchange for his good deeds, and he will be placed in that level of Jannah according to his good deeds. These blessings have been mentioned in the glorious Quran at many occasions. The glorious Quran illustrates this point by stating in Surah Al-Waqi'ah from verse number 15 to 24, where Allah Azza wa Jal has declared that the dwellers of Jannah will be on studded thrones, which will be studded with diamonds and pearls, reclining on them, facing each other, surrounded by eternal youths, carrying bowls and pitchers and cups filled with flowing drinks, pure wine of Jannah before them. Their heads shall not ache with it, nor shall they lose their senses, and fruits that they may like, and meat of birds that they may wish, and gorgeous-eyed fair maidens like pearls safely hidden. This is the glorious Quran describing the beauty of Jannah that we will be blessed with, inshallah, by the mercy and by the intercession of Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, how beautifully the glorious Quran describes some of these beautiful blessings of Jannah reserved for the dwellers of Jannah. They will be seated on thrones studded with diamonds and pearls, reclining on them, facing each other, obedient youths ready in service, carrying goblets and cups filled with flowing wine, which will not give them any headache, nor will it make them unconscious, because there is no intoxication in that wine. Fruits will be served as they choose, and the meat of birds as they desire. Lovely, large-eyed maidens of Jannah, they will be like preserved hidden pearls, are the reward of their deeds. Subhanallah. Remember that worldly enjoyments can never compare to the great delights of those in Jannah, such as their clothing, food, drink, jewelry, and palaces. There is, in fact, no room for comparison. Even the smallest space in Jannah better than this world. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. And as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described the beauty of Jannah in his own beautiful and true words, let us listen to the three hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard. And in the first hadith, he has mentioned that Allah azza wa jal said, "I have prepared for my pious bondsmen those bounties which no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, and no human heart has ever perceived." Subhanallah. This is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. the blessed and beloved Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated now in the second hadith that in paradise there are 100 levels. The distance between each level is like the heavens and the earth, subhanallah. Al-Firdaus is the highest level, and from it, four rivers of Jannah are made to flow, and there is a sky over it. So when you ask Allah Azza wa Jal, ask Him for Al-Firdaus, subhanallah. Kya hi zauq afza shafaat hai tumhari wahwa. This is how our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inspires us and inculcates the aspiration, our aspiration for Jannah, inshallah, as his ummah, as the ummah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith is mentioned in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. We always make dua that, oh Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Why? This is inspired by this very same hadith where our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ask for the highest place in Jannah, inshallah. This is his confidence in us, in his ummah, inshallah. Now we, in return, shouldn't disappoint our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for he had this confidence in us that we should be in the highest level of Jannah, but our deeds, our actions, they don't prove that we want to be there. Inshallah, let us mend our ways and strive for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the third hadith, the noble Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, a place in Jannah equal to the size of a whip is better than the entire world and whatever it contains. And this is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. Subhanallah, can we imagine the rahmah and the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed upon those who follow into his commands and the sunnah of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places upon such bondsmen that he gives them and grants them his vast Jannah, where if you look as further away as you can, there will be no end. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, because he is Shahid, and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam witnessed these parts of Jannah, and then he is telling us now, the one who witnessed it now comes and tells us, subhanallah, about the beauty of Jannah. And as he has seen, subhanallah, we see everything through the Mubarak eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has witnessed, and then he tells us that even that tiny portion of Jannah is much better in comparison to this entire world and all its contents. Let us pay our gratitude to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for inspiring us, the sinners of his ummah, that inshallah, through his sadaqah, through his blessings, through his wasila, inshallah, we will, by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, end up in our eternal abode of Jannah. And inshallah, by following into sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will become the ones by whom our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won't be embarrassed to call us his ummah on the day of judgment. But inshallah, let us strive for that moment when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognizes us and says, yes, this is the ummati of mine that follows my sunnah, subhanallah. This is how we should lead our life in this dunya. So in the hereafter, it is a smooth transition from this home to the next. As the person who made this saying in Arabic, that al-mautu jasrun yusilul habib ilal habib, that death is nothing but a bridge that leads a lover to its beloved, subhanallah. This is a word of inspiration for us, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will be our mi'raj when we go into our qabr, and it is made a garden of Jannah, inshallah, by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and by the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Its darkness will be removed forever, and we will be granted the ability to stand before our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, blessed with his ziyarah, and recite Mustafa, Jani Rahmat, pe lakho salam. And then inshallah, when we are gathered on the day of judgment and we are blessed by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and He grants us with His Jannah. And inshallah, we will, by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, be also blessed with the vision of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, this is the mi'raj of us, the Muslimin. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Now, let us conclude with this mission in mind, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah. Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam.